welcome to the latest episode of the People Will Talk podcast. Joining me here is Maria.
Hello, how are you?
And special guest John D'Apolito. We're launching a book you edited, Stray Cats. But before we get into that, John, where are you from and how did you first come to Madrid?
Oh, that's a really long story. I would have to say that I came for love and I stayed for jamón.
Okay. That sums it up. Okay. And in all the years you've been here, what changes have you seen in the city?
Well, really tremendous changes. You know, you could see back in 1991, when I first arrived, you could see changes happening. Fast food being introduced, frozen food from America. Companies were really interested in Spain. Then coming to Madrid, you could see all the old shops just starting to disappear and fast food shops and souvenir shops taking their place. And so in this sense, the city is, in my opinion, the biggest change has become more like Disneyland, I would say.
And Stray Cats is not your first project. In fact, you collaborated with Secret Kingdoms on a previous one, which also involved photographs and I think the history of a particular neighborhood in Madrid. Is that correct?
That's correct. Here, where we are right now in Barrio de las Letras, Felicity Hughes wrote a literary guide, and David asked me to do the photos. So I went around taking color photos this time of monuments, important plazas, and things that were in the book, which was a really nice project. It's a beautiful book, by the way.
So Stray Cats also has a lot of your photos. Apart from editing all the stories, you took some photos for it, or you already had some photos that we used for it. So where do you find inspiration in Madrid for your images?
Well, I've mentioned this before. During the pandemic, I got involved with a private Facebook group, and I started publishing black and white photos every day. I'd see the city in a different way because of the light. There was less pollution, less people on the street. I started noticing corners and this and that, and shadows and light. And so I started taking black and white photos of the city and just traveling around many times with my dog, who appears in the book as well.
And from dogs to cats, first of all, what prompted the idea for this particular collection, which also features a lot of contributors? How did you find them? Are there any common themes in the book as well?
Well, first of all, that's a double question, okay? and this is just a melding of two projects. Years ago, I had this idea of writing a history of modern Spain and how I'd changed in that period of 20 years. And then I also wanted to showcase my photos somehow. And the two just came together in my mind with some prompting from Secret Kingdoms, and got in touch with you two and pitched the idea, and you bought it. And here we have. Wonderful book, by the way.
So there's actually 17 writers in the book, giving their own point of view and telling some anecdotes. Would you say there's a strong community, writing community here in Madrid?
Well, there's always a strong writing community, but do you mean Spanish or English writing?
Well, you can tell us about both.
Well, of course, there's a very, very strong writing community. Spanish people are quite adept at writing and very good poets, by the way. The group that I'm involved with are English, mainly English writers of normally fiction. And they're quite adept, and they're quite trained, and the group has a workshop that meets at Secret Kingdoms every Tuesday. We have an open mic, and we're more and more organized all the time. We've been at it, so I was quite fortunate to have access to all these people. It was a great resource for me.
And finally, your next project is a series of shorts, five-minute tales. What has attracted you to this particular format?
Okay, that's another thing. Based on time, some people while away on novels, and writing long, long stories that take a big part of their life. I don't have time for that. I work a lot, so if I write for 5 minutes, I'm kind of forced to write one every month for an open mic, and it must be 5 minutes. So I was also quite involved in flash fiction, and I had hundreds of flash fiction stories that I was able to use as a template to make bigger or longer and build them up to from 100 words to 600 words. And it's worked really well.
Well, good luck tonight, John. I'm sure it's going to be a great event.
Okay, I'm looking forward to it. And I'd like to thank Ibernia for all their support and their help. They've done a wonderful job on this book.
Thank you, John.
Thank you so much.
Likewise.